Today, I just want to try and inspire you a little bit more to look into the Beatitudes, to consider them as a frequent place to go when examining yourself and what the Lord is doing or what the Lord wants to do. But let's take a look through, and they're so deep. You know, a fun way to deal with really difficult topics is to maybe look at what they're not and start there. So, I'm going to go through these Beatitudes, what they're not. Blessed are those who are self-confident and in control of their life at all times. No, our Lord says, blessed are the poor in spirit, meaning those who don't have confidence just in themselves. They recognize our weakness. They turn to the Lord at every moment for what they need. That's what it means to be poor in spirit. Not just poor monetarily, no. Poor in spirit. You don't look into yourself and allow pride to make you think, I'm good to go. Even if you're in good shape in worldly terms, you're always humble before the Lord. What about blessed are those who escape all affliction during their time in life? No. The Lord says, blessed are those who mourn. And this doesn't mean you're mourning because your mom wouldn't let you buy a toy at Walmart. This is the true reason to be sorrowful, because there's sin in us and in the world. Blessed are those who recognize the state of the world, which is fallen and in need of a Savior and in need of our hard work and cooperation with the Lord to overcome it. And when we see sin in ourselves and in others, we mourn. We allow that to affect us. The suffering of others truly changes us and brings out compassion. Blessed are those who mourn. They recognize reality. And in that mourning, they find Christ. All right, moving on. Blessed are those who have the best comeback and always get the last word in an argument. No, the Lord says, blessed are the meek. There's a word we never use anymore, meek. That means when you're wronged, when someone's hurting you, yelling at you, attacking you, like, you don't respond with the same amount of anger and hatred. Sometimes we believe in self-defense. We do need to physically defend ourselves, but never out of a place of hatred of that person, but out of a desire to love them, doing what is right. When we're wronged and we stay patient and calm and try to not elevate the situation, we're being meek. We don't need the last word. We don't need to have a comeback. And blessed are those, because those are the meek will change the hearts of those who are filled with anger. Blessed are those who take it easy, man, take it easy. No, the Lord said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. That every day you recognize, man, this is the virtue I want to grow in today, Lord, and I trust that you can bring me one small step closer. This is the sin I want to overcome, and Lord, I know you'll help me grow in strength against it. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, never complacent, never satisfied where they are in their state of holiness. We don't want to take it easy. If we hunger and thirst for righteousness, you'll never stop growing holier, and you'll never stop experiencing the joy of Christ in a greater degree. What about blessed are those who make sure that wrongdoers always get what they deserve? No, blessed are the merciful. Those who recognize that sometimes we don't need to apply the full extent of the law to help someone. Sometimes maybe we need to even overlook a crime committed by our child or our friend or relative to give them time. That at that moment, punishment is not going to be the best for them. The merciful. And blessed are those who get the most work done regardless of why you're doing it. You know, the Lord said, blessed are the clean of heart. Those who look inside themselves to ask, why am I doing something? Is my heart filled with pure intentions? People who are just as concerned about their motivations as what they're actually doing are blessed. Because they will see what the Lord truly wants them to do, which is usually, more often than not the thing that we want to do in that moment. Blessed are those who say good riddance to those who get in their way. No, blessed are the peacemakers. Bridges that have been burned between family members and friends, we never stop trying to reconstruct them when and where it's possible. The peacemakers, those who don't wait for someone else to apologize before they go out and seek reconciliation, they are blessed. And blessed, last of all, are the nice guys and the nice girls who get along with everyone. No, the Lord said, blessed are the persecuted. Those whose lives are truly reflecting that of Christ. And so when their life comes in contact with someone who has allowed evil to get a grip of them, it stirs up anger, hatred, resentment in that person, and it results in persecution of the one who is like Christ.